For those who are tuning in sa ating pong 8 o'clock mula po nung last Sunday, we have started a series on the book of Hebrews. No, on the book of Hebrews. And actually, a simple title I have given this preaching started po nung pong last Sunday, it is about the glory of God in Christ, or the glory of Christ. And I have given you a brief introduction about this book. And there's one person who approached me that I think Pastor, sabi niya, I think Pastor, one reason why the author did not identify himself is because he wanted the people, the hearers of this letter, to listen directly from God. And that's why the letter started with the name of God, God, after spoke long ago. And somehow, mayroon pong point po yun. Because in the Jewish mind, every time they listen to the Lord, they acknowledge as if they are listening directly from the Lord or directly to the Lord. And so, might be because of the audience, hindi na ho talaga in-identify nung pong author, yung kanya pong sarili, at wala na po ibang author po dito kundi ang Panginoong Jesus, o ang Panginoong Diyos. No? And we have looked at last time that the audience or the purpose of this writing, the book of Hebrews, actually is to encourage the Jewish Christians to persevere in the faith. And we have seen last time that the Jewish Christians at that time faced two fronts of persecution. No, they were suffering persecution from their own people because akala nga nila, pag ikaw ay isang Hudyo, and if you have turned against Judaism, you will be considered as a traitor. At kung ikaw ay traitor, for sure, you will be persecuted. At the same time, also because of the Orthodox belief of Christianity, belief in one God, somehow it punches the prevalent doctrine at that time, which is the respect to Caesar. Worse is the worship of Caesar. And so dahil ang mga Kristiyano naniniwala sila na may isang Diyos, tataliwas po yan sa nangyayari hong prinsipyo at that time, then they will be persecuted from the Roman authorities. So ang tanong ho dyan, saan nga sila ngayon? And now, because of that persecution, they tend to go back to Judaism. Ganito rin palang magiging Kristiyano, di balik na lang ako. And so, the author of this book wrote this to encourage these people not to go back, but persevere in the faith, even in the midst of persecution and suffering. So, and the message of this book actually, for them to be warned to go back to Judaism is that Christ is better. Christ is superior. And Christ is better than angels. That's the first, kumbaga, proposition. Christ is better than Moses. That's the second proposition. And Christ is better than Aaron. And Christ is better than the covenant. So the central message of this book, I would like to reiterate this one, Christ is superior. Christ is better. Kaya nga ho, sabi nga ho ng author nito, huwag kayong bumalik. Do not drift from the faith. Because Christ is superior. What you have is superior than angels, than Moses, than Aaron, and then the covenant. Brethren, I have told you last Sunday that Jesus is the very glory of God. Jesus is the very glory of God. And here in this passage that we will studying today, no, naumpisa na ho natin to last Sunday, God presented to humanity and to all creation that glory resides in Jesus Christ only. That glory resides in Jesus Christ only. Last Sunday, we have looked at the first way how God the Father presented Christ as the glorious Son of God. Please look at your Bibles, Hebrews chapter 1, Verse 1 to 2. Sabi po doon, God, after He spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in His Son. The first way God presented Jesus as the glorious Son of God is that God spoken to us in these last days through His Son. Through His Son. God has spoken to us in Christ. Sa madaling sabi, God has provided us His perfect spokesperson in Christ. And we have looked at last Sunday, brethren, that we need to go back to Christ, we need to look at Christ because, first of all, He is the appointed heir of all things. He is the appointed heir of all things. When we say heir, tagapagmana, it means that Christ is the inheritor of all God's riches. That means, listen to me, no eternal good, no divine blessing will ever come apart from Christ, His appointed heir. At medyo mabigat po yun sa pandinig po ng mga Hudyo. Ibig ba sabihin lahat, magmula nung 7-year-old ako hanggang sa paglaki ko, lahat ng mga ginagawa ko, baliwala yon dahil may Kristo? Yes. No eternal good, brethren, no divine blessing will ever come apart from Christ. And we know this as Christians, di ba? We always preach this to our families and friends. We say that wisdom and truth should always be drawn from Christ and His teachings. Alam po natin ito. And as a people in progress, all the benefits of sanctification will ever spring from the true understanding of who Christ is and His works. Walang salvation, wag mo asahan may sanctification. Yun ang pundasyon, mga kapatid. Because we believe as Christians, and this was the reminder of the author of the Hebrews to the people of Israel at that time, or suffering persecutions, that Christ is the only one who has the power to dispose divine blessing. Basically, when we say He is the appointed heir, it means that Christ is the spring fountain of all joy and divine blessing. He is the source. He is the source of all blessings. Amen? Not only that, hindi lang ho dahil siya ay source, kundi makikita rin ho natin, part po ng verse 2, He is also the agent why God made all things. He is not only the appointed heir of all things, He is also the agent. Sabi nga po, by whom or through whom God appointed or through whom He also made the world. And we have stressed that conjunction, that connecting word, through. Di ba ba? And that means it gives us the idea of both the reason and the means of action. Basically, pag sinabi natin by whom He made all things, by Christ, God created all things. It means that all things were created and ordained ultimately to point to Christ. Lahat ng kabuuan ng kwento kasaysayan ng tao ay nag-culminate po yan, magkukonsummate po yan sa kalawalatian ni Kristo. And I have given you a practical application with this as a believer. How are you living your life in connection to that truth? Are you living your life as if separated from that glory of Christ? If you are a doctor, if you are a carpenter, if you are a student, hiwalay ba ang buhay mo, Kristiyano? Ang Kristiyanismo ba natin ay naiiwan between 8 o'clock hanggang 10 o'clock lamang? Hindi po. If you believe that all history, all things were created, ultimately point to Christ, then as believers, you are part of that process. You are part of that connections. Your life is pointing to Christ. Your life is connecting to Christ. Amen. And so God exalted Christ because Christ is the sum of all divine truth. He is both the possessor and the purpose. Wala po, si Kristo lamang. And this will encourage the persecuted believers at that time. And this must encourage you. Because going back to the old life is actually rejecting the ultimate blessing of your life. That's why in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, the author of this book reminded these Christians, do not throw away that confidence. Do not throw away Christ. Because He is your great reward. Amen? And we have stopped. No, nabitin lang po tayo last time po, doon po. Sabi nga po ng asawa ko, tas na, parang nagsisigaw ka na, parang akala ko nga, bababa ka last time. Praise God po sa biyaya po ng Panginoon. Today, we will look at verse 3. And let us read verse 3. So again, we are looking at two ways how God presented Christ as the glorious Son of God. So first is God spoken to us through Christ. And second, God has shown His glory in Christ. In verse 3, He is the radiance of His glory and the exact representation of His nature, and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. But then another way God exalts Christ is the way He presented Christ as the substance of all divinity made manifest in the flesh. Ulitin ko po. God exalts Christ when He presented Christ as the substance of all divinity. I'm not sure if pag naintindihan po natin, lubusan po yung salitang substance. When we say substance, this is what the Christian's creed told us about, quote, the very God of the very God. Christ is the very God of the very God. And listen to this, when you understand and comprehend it fully, brethren, the one who was sacrificed, the one who was crucified for such a lofty price was God Himself. Something that you will wonder about, how deep the grace of God for sinners like us. Just imagine, the one who was crucified is the very God of very God. He sacrificed Himself to undeserved sinners like you and I. And that's why when we study this, Hebrews chapter 1, about the deity of Christ, it should not bring us to a scholastic study of Christology or the doctrine of Christ. But when we dig in deeper into this truth, I hope and pray that it should draw us to the throne of God's grace in worship and humility. Sa pag-aaral po natin ito, hindi lang pag-aaral para may masabi ka kapag may kultong kukumpronta sa iyo. Bilang Kristiyano, magpapalalim ito ng iyong pagpapakumbaba at pagkamangha sa Panginoon. Because the one who gave His life for you is the very God of very God. The substance of all divine nature. And so, brethren, what we know about the Son of God should unveil the glory of the Father. And again, here in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, it tells us three things about the glory of God in Christ. Tatlong bagay na makikita po natin dito. First, Christ is the being of God. Second, Christ is the upholder of all things. And third, He is your Redeemer. Okay? First, Christ is the being of God. It means Christ bears the very essence and nature of God. Christ bears the very essence and nature of God. Let us read again, verse 3. Christ, and He is the radiance of His glory. Some translations rendered it as Christ is the brightness, if you are using King James or New King James Version. Christ is the brightness of His glory. And listen to this, that word radiance speaks of reflected brightness. Okay? Kumbaga, ano ba sa Tagalog ang reflected brightness? Sinag. It speaks about reflected brightness coming from a source. The phrase, listen to this, the phrase does not address the inferiority of Christ as one who only emanates the glory of God. Kasi marami ho mga cults na they will just get that word radiance as if and then doing it out of context. But brethren, there are a lot of words here connecting, pasting each other. That's why if you look at the deity of Christ, Colossians, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 is one of the major passages that gives us, that teaches us about the Godhead of Christ. Of course, don't take it as word lang, like substance, and then, oh, tinan nyo, emanation lang siya. Sinag lang siya. But hindi lang ho yun. Sabi niya, He is the radiance of whom? of His glory. He's the brightness of one source, God. And so the phrase actually does not address the inferiority of Christ. Actually, the author used a figure that predominantly known by Jewish people. Gumagamit po siya ng figure of speech in this instance. Gumagamit po siya ng pagsasalarawan para maintindihan ng mga kausap niya kung ano ang ibig pong siya sabihin. And I would like to address this. Sometimes we cannot compare divine things with earthly things. Hindi ho, incomparable. And somehow, marami ho mga tao, kinukumpara po nila ang glory ng Panginoon sa nakikita at nararamdaman at nararanasan po natin. That is what? Injustice when it comes to the spiritual things. That's why in the book of Revelations, I said this last Sunday, John will always say, it is like this, because no one can compare the glory of God. And so the author of the Hebrews is making a figure of speech here for the Jewish hearers to understand ano ba ang point po nito pong author na ito, ano ba ang point nitong passage na ito. At itong figure of speech na ito ay maiintindihan po talaga. For example, when God created the earth, it was described in the book of Genesis that He created all things with His what? With His word. Yes, it is true that His creative word made everything, but that it does not mean that the word itself, just the words, has the creative power. Hindi po. It is ultimately God who has the power to make things exist. And in the book of Revelations, in Revelation chapter 6, the same figure also was used to speak of the judging power of God. Through what? Through a voice coming from heaven. So that's a figure, a voice coming from heaven. It's not just the voice who has the judging power, but it is God Himself. So John was using a figure of speech at that time. Pagsasalarawan, para maintindihan po natin. And so going back to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. So here, the writer is using a figure to convey the idea of Christ being the reflection of God Himself. Basically, it means that you cannot separate the glory of Christ from the glory of God. It is the same. And this is what Jesus declared when He said that, "When you see Me, you have seen the Father." John 14, verse 7. The glory of God was fully revealed in Christ. That's the bottom line. You cannot separate the radiance, brightness of Christ, the glory from the radiance, from the source, God Himself. It is one. And so, brethren, John 1, verse 14. Look at John chapter 1, verse 14. Alam na alam po natin po ito, but just to interpret also through another scripture passage, John chapter 1, verse 14, it tells us about the incarnation, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw what? We saw His glory. Glory, not as just the emanation, but glory as of the, verse 14, as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Listen to this, brethren. What you see in Christ is the summary of the glory of God. And I repeat that, what you see in Christ, what you know about Christ, is the summary of the glory of God. That's why, as believers, this will encourage us. You want to know God? Know Christ. His love is the love of God. Amen? Christ's love is the love of God, unconditional, unmerited. Always expressing. If you have known the love of God that way, wow, Lord, for sure, the triune God loves that way as well. His holiness is the holiness of God as well. Kung gaano kaseryoso si Kristo sa kasalanan, pinako nga, namatay nga siya para sa atin eh. Ganun siya kaseryoso. That means, this God also of the Bible is the holy God. I remember Isaiah chapter 6, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. And that holiness is fully displayed at the cross. Because when you see Christ and His holiness, you see also God and His holiness. Because Christ is the substance of the glory of God. Nothing less and nothing more. And so again, look at the passage again. Look at the passage, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. And He is the radiance, the brightness, glory of His glory. The brightness or the reflected brightness, the radiance of His glory. He is the brightness of the doxa of God, the glory of God. And so, this is one thing that always confronts us, brethren. Whenever we see Christ, it should motivate us, it should fuel our worship. Christology will ultimately concluded in doxology. Christ is the summary of God's glory. Second, showing the being of Christ or the being of God in Christ, not only that He is the radiance of God's glory, He is also the exact representation of His nature. Again, no? Kaya po na sinasabi ko kanina, sometimes, or most of the time, some false teachers get word from this passage and separate it from the context. But if you look at this passage, Christ is the radiance of His glory and there's a parallel there. Christ is the sum of God's glory and He is also the visible expression of the invisible God. Don't separate that descriptions, that two descriptions. Another way we see here, brethren, is that the nature of God resides in Christ. Mind-blowing, huba? But this is what the Bible revealed about Christ. And so we need to study this. We need to know this. And later on in our application points, I will give you some application points that you will resolve into your heart and in your life. I'll tell you, brethren, upfront, that the Jesus we are worshiping, that the Jesus we respect is fully divine and fully human. 100% God and 100% human. You see, brethren, the word representation, that word representation in your Bible, it came from that word which we derive the English word character. Okay? Nakakatuwa nga eh. Even that English word character came from that Greek word character. And it can mean symbol. It can mean emblem, mark, or a representation. This word speaks both of the tool engraver, no, in this passage, or it can be referring to the mark engraved. But listen to this, brethren. The idea here is this. Jesus is the mark of a genuine Godhood. Christ is the mark. He is the emblem, the symbol, the representation of genuine Godhood. He is not just another stump of God's representation. Ano ho yung mga representation ho ng God's glory? Like nature. Like conscience. Di po ba? Psalm 19, the heavens are telling forth of the glory of God. But iba si Jesus. Iba si Kristo. Iba ang ating Panginoon. He is a mark. He is the mark of authentic Godhood. He is not fake. He bears the nature of God. He is the substance, the character of the invisible God. The symbol of the character or the mark provides the authenticity that Jesus is God. And if you read the Gospels, always, God attested the divinity of Christ. This is my beloved Son. Listen to Him. Amen? The meaning is further confirmed that Jesus is God. How? Look at this. The writer of Hebrews, again, used another figure that was derived in the Old Testament which foreshadows God in human form. The Old Testament foreshadows the divine Messiah. Alam na alam po natin yan. The rituals, the sacrifices, even the characters in the Old Testament foreshadows the coming Messiah, like Joseph. Yung character po niya, parang type po na mangyayari po pagdating sa New Testament kay Kristo. But those are shadows. Those are but shadows. In the New Testament, the Messiah, fully divine, was revealed now in humanity. What we have known about God at that time is a mystery. Pag sinabi mystery, hindi po yan parang hindi na natin makikita dahil mystery yan. No, mystery in terms of natago noon pero mas lalo hong naipakita, fully revealed today. It was spoken, mystery spoken of by Paul in Ephesians. Hidden in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant, but revealed now in Christ. That is also the principle behind the representation that was referred to here by the author of the Hebrews. Basically, brethren, this is what he meant. Christ is the substance of what revealed, what hidden before and revealed now. He is the substance of divine nature. And so, how did God presented Christ? He has shown His glory. How? He has given us the being of God in Christ. Amen? Second po. Second, in verse 3 also, and upholds all things by the word of His power. How did God present His glory in Christ? How did He show His glory in Christ? Not only He has shown His being in Christ, He has also shown that Christ is the ruler, upholder of all things. That word upholds literally means bringing something out. Christ has brought everything, all things, according to the power of His word. And again, this speaks of Christ's deity. Di po ba? Only God can bring something out of nothing. And so the writer of the Hebrews affirmed that Christ is God. Christ is superior. Not only because of His being, He is the substance and the representation of the nature of God, but also the works of God resides in Christ. He is also the creator. He upholds all things. Sino ba makakagawa noon? Walang iba kundi ang Diyos. Only God can ever sustain all things by the word of His power. The word of the Son is as effective and powerful as the word of the Creator Father. I would like to repeat that. The word of the Son is as effective and powerful as the word of the Creator Father. Why? Because Christ is God. He's part of the triune God. Open your Bibles, Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17. Are you still with me? Colossians 1, 15, 17. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible. Basically, sinasabi lang niya, gumagamit po siya ng isa pong figure again, we call rhythm, where whatever yung sukdulan sa dulo hanggang po dun sa pinaka-en, in between sa kanya lahat. Is the visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through Him and for Him. He is before all things, and listen to this, and in Christ all things, what? Hold together. That is what the author of the Hebrews referred to also. He upholds all things. Amen? So yan po ang Panginoon na sinasamba po natin, mga kapatid. So, maaaring ngayon po, balisa ka, mahal, dahil may problema ka. Praise God po. Lord, salamat. You uphold all things. That also phrase, upholding all things, by the way, the original Greek, it tells us, it describes us, it further confirms that Jesus is God because of, sabi nga po, He upholds all things by the word of His power. And it can also mean that Jesus has done, or Jesus' works will not ever contradict what God has planned from the beginning. If God created all things for His glory, then Jesus also created all things for God's glory, for the glory of the triune God, because the Father and His Son are one. They cannot contradict each other. There's one God in three persons, powerfully outworking both the creation and salvation. And because of this, The Jews, after hearing his words in John 10, verse 31, I and the Father are one, they pick up stones to kill him because he equated himself as God. Because Jesus, the one we are worshiping, the one we are respecting, is God. At the same time also, listen to this, please hang on with me. The word uphold can also bring something to a direction. He did not only create something, he's upholding all things also to one direction. Hindi ho ang Diyos po natin, hindi po Diyos ng open theism. Kung saan lumikha po siya and then, okay, bahala na kayo ha. O bahala ka na sa buhay mo, Jason ha. I have provided all things pertaining to life and godliness ha. Okay na. Hindi po. He upholds all things. He's bringing something to a one direction. It conveys the idea of a movement. Christ created all things for His name's sake, for His glory, and He upholds all things to one direction. And again, this could mean, listen, that everything is being directed, upheld by God according to His sovereign will and purpose. Yung virus po na kumakalat po sa ating pong komunidad, hindi po yan nakawala lang sa karunungan at katalinuhan ng Panginoon. Praise God po. Praise God po. Praise God po, I am at the mercy of God. Praise God po, you are at the disposal of the God who sovereignly wills, purposes something for His glory and for your good. Ano man gano'ng kahirap. Amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? God upheld everything according to His sovereign will and purpose. That is one of the meanings of that phrase, He upholds all things. He upholds all things. And it will ultimately come to an end. It will be consummated, brethren, as God presents Christ and His glory. And so you might ask, where does history heading to? Saan ba nga papunta? Where does God lead us to? If you have your Bibles, please read your Bibles, Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. History heads to the very presentation of the glory of God. Okay? Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. This is interesting. Sa marami po mga tao, sabi na, oh, pang mission lang yan. But actually, that's our story. Revelation chapter 4, verse 8 to 11. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, are full of eyes around and within. And day and night, they do not cease to say. Like what the Lord also revealed to Isaiah, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and who is to come. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and give thanks to Him who sits on the throne, to Him who lives forever and ever, 24 elders will fall down before Him who sits on the throne and will worship Him who lives forever and ever and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy are You, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor, power, for You created all things. Again, God created all things, and because Your will, they existed and were created. And basically, that means God created all things, and God wills all things to exist. And what is the end? For His glory. For His glory. Yan po palagi po natin na rin. Ano ba ang kwento po natin? Ending po natin? Ito nga po. And so, when God, or when the author of the Hebrews told us Christ upholds all things, it can mean that He created all things and that it will not contradict the word of the Father, the word of God. And also it is bringing us to the ultimate purpose of God, and that is the presentation of the glory of God in heaven. Doon po tayo papupunta. So in between ho, ano man mangyari sa atin, isa lang po ang direction po natin. Amen? Amen, Lord. Magka-COVID ka man o hindi, magkasakit ka man o hindi, malakas ka man ngayon, dumaan ka man sa matinding problema, pagpalain ka man ng Panginoon, lahat po tayo, ano man ang pinag-aralan po natin, saan ka man galing, anong kultura, isa ho ang direction po natin. And that is the presentation of the glory of God in Christ. Amen po ba? And so wala po, ano, wala po sa atin pagdating ho sa langit, ah, nadaya ako. Hindi po, kasi isa po ang ating pong patutunguhan. Amen? And you know what? All things created for that purpose. For that purpose. At sa totoo lang po, pag pinag-aaralan po natin ang kasaysayan po ng tao, oh, nga, no? Lord, you direct, actually that the word is superintendence. You direct all things, Lord. Habi talaga kung paano nakita ang kasaysayan ng tao hanggat ngayon, and eventually po sa panahon ng revelations, Lord, ultimately, isang direction. And thank you, Lord God, I'm part of that direction. I am not part of those people na pabaliktad. Amen? So God upholds all things through His Son. God created all things in His Son, and He directs all things for the glory of the Son. So again, God presented Christ as the glorious Son of God. First, God has spoken to us in Christ. And second, God has shown His glory in Christ. And how did He show His glory? His being in Christ, His upholding of all things in Christ, and lastly, Christ being our Redeemer. He's redeeming us. He's redeeming us. Christ has shown His glory to us through redemption. Christ spoke of His grace and love and mercy and holiness, all the characters and the virtues and lahat po ng patungkol sa Diyos, ipinakita po niya sa atin sa pamamagitan po ng kanya pong kaligtasan sa atin. Christ is the Redeemer of men. Look at verse 3 again. Diyan po sa phrase B. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. He's the exact representation of His nature and upholds all things by the word of His power. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. When He had made purification of sins, He sat down. Actually, the literal translation is having sat down. So, being of God, upholding of all things, having sat down after He made purification of sins. You see, brethren, that passage or that phrase, having made purification of sins, it describes us the very glory again of God in Christ, how He accomplished the cleansing of sinners. That phrase, having made, or when He had made purification, it has the idea of being manufactured. No, being manufactured. And this is consistent with the Word of God with regards to our salvation, both in the Old and the New Testament. You see, brethren, this is the issue here. The author was presenting to the Jewish hearers the glory of Christ being our only hope of purifications, foreshadowed in the Old Testament rituals. So why would they go back to the shadows when they have already seen the brightness and brilliance of the body, the Christ Himself? This is the purpose why this letter was addressed. Why return to the prophetic rituals when we have the fulfillment now? So, ang point lang ho nung dito po, kung bakit binigay ho ni author ho dito po is ganito. Kasi nga, ini-encourage po niya yung mga persecuted believers at that time, di po ba? Kasi nais bumalik. So, pinapakita niya, why go back to the shadows when we have the reality here? And referring to that, brethren, the principle applies to us here today. As Christians, why would you live your life as though you were from your former life without Christ? Why live the old life when in fact you already have the life in Christ? You have already renewed by Christ. So the principle, yes, the application here is that the author of the Hebrews was encouraging the persecuted Christians, huwag na kayong bumalik doon kasi si Kristo, He has already accomplished salvation. Yung mga bagay na shadows in the Old Testament, na kay Kristo na, bakit pa kayo babalik? Di ba yan ang purpose ng letter? The principle also applies to us. If you profess to be believers, and why you live a life as if yung buhay mo dati. Today also, brethren, this truth, God or Christ having sat down, finishing, accomplishing by himself redemption, purification of our sins, it also confirmed our idea or the truth that salvation is by grace alone in Christ alone. Alam niyo po, ngayon po, di ba, we are familiar with this idea ng, alam niyo yun, yung plus, no? Prepaid plus. Hindi lang yung prepaid mo na, kumbaga, wag ang plan mo 350, oh, mayroon ka pang add-on, may mga freebies pa. No, ngayon nga po, mayroon tayong tinatawag na NCR plus. Di ba? NCR plus yung mga karatig probinsya. With regards to our salvation and holiness, it is God alone who accomplished our salvation. God alone. Walang plus. Walang plus. None can ever contribute. We cannot manufacture our salvation, brethren. Only God in Christ. Only God in Christ. So Christ has sat down. Go back to our passage. Christ had sat down at the most prominent position in the heavenlies. Having sat down can also mean that his work of redemption has been fully accomplished. No wonder Paul said, there is now no condemnation. Why? Because it is done. I hope and pray that this will admire, you will admire Jesus all the more. Because the one who redeemed your souls is the very God of very God. Minsan, we only look at, wow, God died for us. But we forget the character of that sacrifice. He is God. He's the very nature of God. He's the creator of all things. He upholds all things. And by that, he also redeemed us. He has accomplished our ultimate need, our salvation. So brethren, that is the prologue of this book. That is the introduction of this book. And again, why study this? Because again, the purpose here is that the author wanted to encourage the believers not to go back. And for us believers, something that we must appreciate about God, Lord, thank you that we have found our ultimate blessings in Christ. And why go back, mga kapatid? Why go back? So how do we apply this truth? First of all, we should remind ourselves of this glory of Christ, again, to strengthen your faith. To strengthen your faith. Agabi nga po, mayroon pong isang friend of mine sa amin pong homeschooling club posted something like this. At the end of the day, when all things is said and done, the Maker will ask you, how do you fulfill or how do you, kumbaga, approve? How do you, kumbaga, obey your responsibility as a person here? Hindi ko nakayanan, mga kapatid. Kasi nga, syempre, hindi ko napigilan. I posted Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 17. At the end of the day, it is not something na, ano ang ginawa mo dito sa lupa? Ang tatanungin sa'yo ng Panginoon. Ang tatanungin sa'yo ng Panginoon ay the same question that he asked of Peter. And open your Bibles, please. Matthew chapter 16. Malapit na po tayo. Matthew chapter 16, 13 to 17. Now when Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, that place is formerly called place of Paneas. At this is the place, this is the original place where Jeroboam set up the altar for Baal. Ito yung lugar na kilala ang mga maraming Diyos-Diyosan. At dahil gusto nga ni Caesar na siya nga ang Diyos at that time, gusto niyang palitan yung mga attribution sa mga false god, pinalitan niya ng pangalan niya, Caesarea Philippi, para ma-retain yung image ng lugar as a place of idolatry. So para mawala yung idol ninyo, ako na lang ipalit nyo kasi ako naman tinuturing yung Diyos. That's why Caesarea Philippi. And that's why this passage is a great revelation in a sense that here, the Lord himself spoke of his deity. He revealed himself as God. Contrasting the idea of that place noon. And so, sabi nga po, Jesus came into the region of idolatry, Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? And of course, these Jewish disciples, they said their reference is the Old Testament. People say you're the John the Baptist, Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. Again, that's the question. Sino ang Panginoon sa iyo? And he said to them, but who do you say, or who do you yourself say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, one of the great revelatory of Christology, revelations about Christ. Sabi niya, you are the Christos, the anointed one, the only way prescribed by God so that man can ever go to him. The only way, no other way. You are the Christ. That's the meaning of Christ. You are the only anointed way. You are the only separated way. You are what, kumbaga, ikaw lang pilim-pili, wala nang iba. You are the Christ. And here is this statement of the deity. You are the Son of the living God. Capital S. And because of this revelation, sabi po ng Panginoon, oh, blessed are you, Simon Barjona. Simon, son of John. Because you can never fully comprehend this apart from the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You can never know this unless God revealed it to you. Put yourself in the shoes of Peter. You are one of the many people God revealed himself. You're only one. Tayo po, mga Kristiyano, nagpakilala ang Panginoon sa atin. So that we might know that Jesus is the only way, he is the Son of God. Blessed are you. Happy are you. Blessed are you, Simon, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And so here we are. We are studying about the glory of God in the Son. We are studying, we are looking at the very glory of God in Christ. And this must strengthen your faith, brothers and sisters, because few are those God revealed himself to. If you are a Christian, you should thank the Lord for this grace. That's the first application point, is that, of course, you must be humble. And you must worship the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have revealed this truth to me. I cannot understand with my own. It is fully revealed by Father, my Father who is in heaven. Amen? Second, we should strive to reflect the glory of Christ in our life as Christians. First, we should remind ourselves about the glory of God in Christ to strengthen our faith. Second, we should strive to reflect the glory of Christ in our life as Christians. Yes, Christ is the radiant brightness of the glory of God. Might as well also, we live that calling also nung sinabi ng Panginoon, you are the light of the world. You are the face of Christ in the world. Oh, but it's something that, alam mo, pagka inisip nyo na yun, oh, praise God, I am an ambassador of Christ. Privilege, praise God. Pero warning din po. Di ay lang inirepresent mo ay walang iba kundi ang Diyos. Mag-ingat ka. Ingat ka, kaibigan. Ingat ka, kapatid. So again, why study this? You might be put in a situation. Why are we studying the book of Hebrews? Why are we took 2 Sundays talking about the glory of God in Christ? Why study this? Because listen to this, you might be put in a situation where you need to declare your statements about God and Christ. At one point in time, ako po bilang mananampalataya, pumunta po ako sa bahay ng aking kaklase, pagpasok ko pa lang, naku, ang lalaki ho ng mga manikin. Nalula ho talaga ako. Yung pala, yung kaklase ko, yung pamilya niya, aktibo ho sila sa kanila pong religious life doon sa barangay nila. Nalula po talaga ako. Ang lalaki. As in, ang lalaki. Habang kumakain kami, kasama po niya yung parents niya. Siyempre, sasabihin niya sa akin, saan ka parokya nag-a-attend? Parokya. Parokya ni Edgar. Saan parokya? Kasi siyempre, 90s po ako. Alam ko yung mga parokya. Ang point, ang sabi lang niya, saan ka nagsisimba? Ayun, college student. Buti na lang, dinidisciple ako nung... So I need to profess, I need to say, well, I'm a Christian. I attend an evangelical church. So ganito pala kayo. So paano yung mga, pareho ba kayo yung mga kumakanta-kanta sa palengke? Pareho ba kayo ng mga nagsatatawa-tawa? Alam niya, kasi nga, aktibo eh. Ang lalaki nga, puti, ang lalaki nga eh. Paano mo ngayon sasabihin ang pananampalataya mo, kaibigan? Kaya na lang po tayo, masarap po yung niluto nyo. Alam niyo. Or pag ikaw ay isang empleyado, may isang kliyente na bubuhay sa isang kasalanan, living in, at kilala ka na ikaw Kristiyano. Oh, yan, maganda kliyente. Tapos, alam niyo, may mga kliyente alam niyo, yung mabiro ba? Okay lang, mamahal ko naman siya. Ganun. Oh, ikaw, Jason, oh, okay lang siguro yun. Sa Bible po, okay lang, di ba? Kliyente, malaki ang deposit. Grabe mag-invest. Oh, ikaw, di ba, sa church niyo, okay lang naman. Magmahal naman sila, di ba? Nilagay ka sa alanganin nung kapwa mo empleyado. Anong sasagot mo? Trabaho ka na lang. See, you will be put in a position where you will make a declaration of your faith. Maaari hindi buo, but at least, again, you are an ambassador of Christ in your workplaces. Paano mo i-represent si Kristo? Still with me? You got the point? Maaari hindi pa nangyayari sa'yo, pero pag dumating na yung punto na ganun, handa ka. Handa kang mawala ng comfort at convenience sa buhay mo, or handa mawala even yung buhay mo mismo. Sa atin to, dito sa Philippines, we live in a free country. If you profess Christian, you are a believer, minsan walang nangyayari sa'yo, di ba? But if you do that, even in Mindanao, openly, kaibigan, kumuha ka na ng ticket pabalik ng Baguio. Kasi for sure po, na-red tag ka na. Na-red tag ka na. And that is a reality of being Christians. That's why these people, these Christians are being persecuted because of their faith. And lastly, third, we should discern any false teaching contrary to what has been taught us in Christ. That's why we wanted to be as faithful with the Word of God, teaching it clearly and properly, according to its intention and context. Because we wanted to be faithful, we wanted to be as closely near with the Word of God. First, let us appreciate the Bible, the Scriptures, the Word of God, by allowing ourselves to be diligent workers, accurately handling the truth. Brethren, we are all offended when one misquotes us, di po ba? Tama ba? Pag sinabi ko, ha? Ang gwapo ko. Pero pag may nag-misquote ni, hindi, pag panaginip lang. Minsan, yung salita natin, na-offend tayo. Please pardon the illustration. But basically, we are offended when one misquotes us. Brethren, many believers do the same on the Word of God. Many believers do the same on the Word of God. God is offended when His Word is being misquoted. God is offended. And so I probe and pray that first ask others about the truth of God. Let us edify one another by studying the Word of God. Invest in good materials that benefit your soul. And again, you may not know you will be placed in a position where you need to declare who Christ is. Tutuloy po natin po ito, God willing po, sa next po na Sunday kung ako po ang naka-assign. So we will look at Christ is superior than angels. Christ is better than angels. And it starts with verse 4. Okay? Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for your glory. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness to us. I thank you, Lord, for your word. It humbles us when we are confronted by the glory of God, who at that olden times, Lord God, we can never approach you. We cannot ever approach you unless, Lord God, you reveal yourself to us. But now, Lord God, you have fully revealed yourself to us in Christ. You have revealed himself to us, Lord God, as your being. He is God. As the Creator, he upholds all things. And as Redeemer, having sat down at the right hand of God, as a power of God, settling all the demands, Lord God, of justification, so that we will be purified, we will be cleansed, holy before the holy God. Thank you, Lord. We pray that it will strengthen our faith. I pray, Father, that it will, our lives will reflect the glory of Christ wherever you have put us, in our workplaces, in school, in our families. And also, Lord God, as we have studied this, Lord God, help us to discern error, Lord, by looking at your truth, by studying it with all diligence and with all humility, asking the Spirit to reveal yourself to us. May this truth, Lord God, benefit your church. May this truth, Lord God, sanctify your church. Thank you, Lord. And as we give of our tithes and offering, thank you, Lord God, for your provisions to this church. Nalangin po namin, Panginoon, na patuloy po kami maging tapat sa inyo at maging tapat din po, Panginoon, sa area po na ito. Gamitin po ninyo ang mga offering po na ito upang sa ganon mas lalo po maipalaganap ang gawain po ng Ebanghelyo sa pamamagitan po ng iglesia po na ito, O Diyos. We pray, Lord God, that our offering will be an act of obedience, an expression, Lord God, of our worship, looking unto you, Lord God, the provider, our benefactor. Salamat po. We pray that you protect us, provide for us. We love you, Lord. We ask all of these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.